listening to KNBR, your exclusive home for 49ers play-by-play with Ted Robinson. Now back to Fitz and Brooks.
The Fitz and Brooks Show, Bob Fitzgerald, Rod Brooks. Pleased to have Colin Kaepernick come on the show. And Colin, being grilled about you smiling in your socks, man, I don't know how you made it through that press conference today. That was poise in the pocket. We're impressed.
I appreciate that.
Hey, what I found curious about one of your answers, not necessarily curious, I liked it, is that it seemed that you and your people were mindful of your contract, how big it could be, and the effect, possibly negative, it could have on the team. Just expand that out a little bit, you know, how it seemed like you and the Niners both learned from previous mistakes from previous teams that you didn't necessarily want to go that route, while you did, of course, want to get where you felt like you deserved.
Well, yeah, I think that's something my agents and the 49ers organization did a great job of. Worked on a deal that they thought was fair to us, but also allowed them cap room to sign other players. And I think that's something that's important to me. It's important to this organization to try to help us keep a good team here.
You know, Colin, I think from Niner personnel, one of the things when you make a big investment is who is this guy in terms of work ethic and dedication and just commitment to improve. And we're constantly hearing you're the first guy at the facility. Does someone drive your car and park it there early? Are you going there? Who's the teammate that gives you the closest run for your money? I mean, tell us about the parking situation here.
Well, yeah, I'm always one of the first, if not the first, player here. That's something that I've just always kind of taken pride in. And it's something that's a habit at this point, that I'm up early and I'm used to getting my work done early in the morning. That's something that I was just kind of raised that way, and coaches have always taught me that way. And I think at this point, the other quarterbacks are the ones that are giving me a run for my money. They keep getting here earlier and earlier.
Well, you keep setting that example, so that's what it is.
Hey, one of your answers too, and I think this is the key one, is, you know, what do you have to improve on? When you look at all the tape and you look at your performance, what are the areas to work on? And I thought it was great. Reading defenses, making decisions. You know, 32 games is not a ton of games on an NFL resume. And yet, when you look at games, is it, hey, this route was here, I could have come off this receiver? I mean, how do you improve on that? How are you and Coach Harbaugh and Greg Roman working on that?
Well, I think it's something we're working on right now. You have the opportunity to go against one of the best defenses in the league every day. And to be able to get through progressions and get to your second, third, fourth receiver is something that we're going to have to be able to do, even if it's getting to a check down back and picking up 3 or 4 yards instead of getting an incompletion. That's a positive play that's going to help us. And ultimately, doing those things might lead to another win here, another win there. And that's what we need to get over the hump to win a Super Bowl.
Colin Kaepernick of your San Francisco 49ers joining us on the Ring Central guest line here on KNBR 680, the sports leader. I know you are a forward-looking young man, but the past is prologue. How often do you replay that attempted pass to Michael Crabtree in the NFC Championship game in your mind? Is it motivation?
It's always motivation, especially when you don't finish first. That's something that we're working on. It's something that Crab constantly thinks about as well, as far as, all right, should we have worked on that throw more? Is there different ways we could have practiced that? Should we have got to something else? Those are things that we constantly talk about, constantly working on, so we can make sure that situation doesn't happen again.
I know that you are pretty sick and tired of people psychoanalyzing you or trying to psychoanalyze you, but you know, you everybody talks about your work ethic, and you not necessarily beat your chest about it, but you talk about you like being the first guy in the building. You are a hard worker. I get a sense that, you know, considering, you know, how many people have looked out for you, whether it's your family, whether it's your college coach, whether it's Jim Harbaugh taking an interest in you and in getting you into the mix. You know, you mentioned Alex Smith, the mentoring he did, and now this culminates with, you being a top NFL quarterback and a top paid NFL quarterback, there's your motivation. Obviously, it comes from within. You want to be good. You want to be a hard worker. But do you feel as though, hey, listen, I owe these people a lot. The least I could do is be first one in, last one out?
Definitely. I think I owe a lot of people in a lot of different ways, just the way they've helped me, even on the smallest thing. Even if it's teammates saying, hey, did you see this on the coverage? To me, that's helping me become a better player. And it might not be as big of an impact as my family always being there, or Alex mentoring me for the 2 years. But to me, it's still an impact. And to me, if I can work hard and do everything I can to try to become the best player I can, that's me trying to show that I appreciate what you did and do everything I can to use it to its fullest ability.
Right on. Colin, how do you look at your running ability? You know, I mean, the Packer playoff game was ridiculous, but now it's one where you're going to be targeted. Your running is absolutely lethal, maybe unlike any quarterback we've seen, yet preserving you, keeping you healthy, and making you know, keeping you upright is a huge thing too. When is that I need to run because it's beneficial versus I got to stay in the pocket, or maybe I got to throw it away and let it be second and 10. How do you, you know, sometimes your strength is your weakness. It's one of those where, you know, running in college, you're throwing for thousands of yards, running for thousands of yards. Steve Young's always talking about in the pocket in the NFL, yet you run just like Steve did, if not better. How do you strike that balance?
I think we got a little bit of a dodgy cell. Colin, I don't know if you can hear us, but if we got you back, go ahead and start from the beginning if you wouldn't mind.
Something that you're trying to find the amount of running, throwing, and protecting, but I think ultimately you have to look situation.
Hey, Colin, the cell's a bit dodgy, man. We know there's a lot of people that want to get at you. We appreciate you giving us the time you were able to, and we feel like we gorged you pretty good. But, gee, I guess I won't have a chance to ask him about his socks. Colin, if you can hear us, congratulations. We appreciate it, man, and go out there and get him. Thank you a ton.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you.